Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And yes, you and me and everybody else, we must make this change. And we can do that. You know, we have a show on tonight. This is Think Thursday. And we have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us. And she's going to be talking to us about communication, our cellular communication. What does your cells tell you? So you know our nutritionist that comes on the board with us, she gives us a lot of information. And before we get started, I'd like to say we're standing strong, we're standing happy, and we're standing woke. Let our souls flow free, stand strong together, take your power to the polls, and don't have any fears about that. And look at the other initiatives out there, because we want to put people there that we can sit down and talk to, that we can listen, that will listen, okay? And I can guarantee you that you get them in there, you get somebody that you can talk to. If they don't act right, I know a few people who know how to get them out, okay? That's what it's all about, to be fearless no matter what happens. That is the root of true happiness, to move forward resolutely regarding of what lies in store. That is the spirit, the resolve that leads to a human victory. But if we allow ourselves to be disturbed by petty criticism and slander, if we fear pressure and persecution, we will never advance or create anything of value. Keep that in mind. Fearless is the way that we have to go. You know, we're about education, unification, and collaboration here. And do not let anybody unify you within you or you within anything that you're doing. Before we bring on Mr. Lamar, let me play this song for you, because this is what's happening. right. We're going to get on this love train all over the world. We're already speaking the languages. We're learning about communication. We have Miss Gloria Milan on with us. Gloria, are you there to tell us how to listen to ourselves? How are you, Miss Melion?
Good evening, rather. Let me see, Linda, not so well, but not but and I'm going to get past it, but the things that are being communicated to me now,
okay,
it's not a good place. Let me just say that. So let me tell you why I'm feeling that way. So,
okay.
You know, school has started, so we're back in school, even though we're online. But at any rate, one of the assignments today, the students had to watch the RNC right. Okay. So
I had to flunk that
in test. Order for them, that means that I too have to watch it, right?
Yeah.
And so, oh my God, speaking of cellular communication, now I had to put aside what I was really feeling because I had that thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, my insides were saying something totally different, and I'm very grateful that the way that we were created, you know, our body is always striving for homeostasis, which means that, you know, it's always trying to get and be in balance.
Yes.
And so I tell you what, I'm glad you played that song. Let me just say that.
Okay. I understand where you are. I will not view it. I should view it because I should know both sides, but I really don't care. And as I stated to the listeners, and you know, we're not really political here, but yeah, we're normal, so we talk about stuff, you know. And I'm saying go to the polls
right.
And vote. And just don't talk about the presidency. Look at your assembly. Look at your state. Look at other initiatives out there, because you want to move with the people that are local to you, that are close to you, that will listen to you, that you can get to go sit down and talk to, okay? We have our different differences on, oh, well, this and that don't matter. This or that. Get somebody up in there that will understand your language, number one, okay? You need someone to understand your language, someone to even open up the ears so they will hear you speaking. So before we go to the polls, you study a lot of those things because it's the local people that get you closer to the go to the chain because they sit in those seats, okay? They sit in the hot seats as well. So, but I understand what you're saying. I'm glad that I didn't quite look this week.
Well, not to get political, I didn't intend, and I'm not going to.
No, 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 no. It's
political.
Not political. It's okay.
Just,
it had to be said. It's right. Cellular communication.
No. Right. The point I was trying to make was that my whole being was trying to tell me, I don't want to watch this.
I know it.
It'd be a waste. But I had to sit there because I need to be able to know what happened in order to know if the students watched it, you know?
Yes. Well, my thing, oh, my goodness.
So I'm all over the place. But one thing I do know is that our cells are always trying to communicate to us what we need to know. They were communicating. It's just
okay.
That I couldn't listen at the time. So as a result, I'm gonna pay for it later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might have some trouble sleeping, and then I, of course, I'm gonna have to go back over some of the written words so I will, you know exactly what went on. I know it was a whole lot of lying going on, but I just want to
okay.
make sure.
Okay.
You know. But anyway, the whole point is that we are created in such a way that our cells, internally and externally, our hormones and all of those things are always giving us signals about, you know, how something is, how it should be. You know, like say for instance, you and I take a trip to the beach, and we
okay.
walk in along the on the pier, and so we're both talking, and you're trying to tell me something. I'm trying to listen, but because of all the stuff that's going on the pier, you know, like, wow, we had to pass by, I don't know, 25 people at a time. That kind of, I lost my ability to hear what you were saying. But mm-hmm. you still were trying to communicate with me, and I was trying to listen. So the whole point is that our cells are always trying to get our attention to things that might be affecting us. And when we don't listen, it may take other turns, but what it's going to do is eventually get our attention.
Okay.
And so, you know, like as much as I might be trying to you know, like to really trying to hear what you're saying, but all the other distractions, you know, that's going on the pier is making it hard for me to hear. Well, that happens to us in our daily lives as well. You know, messages and things are trying to communicate with us in and out.
And things are coming to you to try to distract you.
Going on.
Yes.
Yes. And that's a good word, Linda, because that's what happens. And so, and like, again, our body is always trying to be in homeostasis, even though we might be distracted. So, okay, we didn't hear that little squeak that it made. So it's going to keep on, and these times it gets louder until you actually, oh, wait a minute, my shoulders is really, really hurting me. I'm so busy trying to do this over here that I just ignored the fact that it's hurting.
Mm.
Well, we've been getting communication, you know, that we didn't necessarily listen to. It just happens. Life is busy. But suffice it to say that we're always getting messages that are designed to help us get in homeostasis and to stay in homeostasis. So the cellular communication system is that part of our whole physiological system that is designed to keep us up on what's going on with us inside and out. And, you know, it's just that we have to, you know, stop sometimes. So sometimes the pain stops us, and then
okay.
that gives us an opportunity to listen, you know, to what's really going on. But, you know, it's complicated because, you know, even though life is simple, but it can still be complicated because there's so much of stuff going on around us.
Well,
and
that's
so,
because of this distraction. There it goes again. I keep coming
right.
up with that word. We're constantly being distracted.
That's the one.
From what the real focus is, and in order to not be distracted, you have to be in balance with your cell, because, like, I'm listening to you with this cellular system, that's like the command post, really. And it's
that's
really
right.
trying to direct you and lead you. But if you got everything else going on in there with those distractions, like you said, I can imagine having, I think I would have flunked that test and the teacher would have been sending my little darling a note home. Okay, because I would have, I can't do it. Okay, I won't do it. That's very interesting that they had that type of assignment, but I can just imagine, because it's really painful when we have to do something that we really don't want to do. And a lot of times,
right.
and that's just life again, you know, but you're working with the kids, it is an assignment. I can about imagine how you were feeling. Okay, and like I say, when I run into those crises, my cells talk to me real quick. You know, they be moving
okay.
from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. Sometimes those other girls, the mother two personalities, they start moving theirs too. And it gets a little, it don't get distracted. It's not distracting. It gets a little bit confusing because I'm trying to stand in between them and balance them out, okay? But your body
That's
is
fine.
Your... Is your and is that why when people have they talk about diabetes and it can be reversed because it is a cellular thing, and once they can get
right.
down and get to that root cause of it and see why what cells are not opening, everybody want to take you to the what is it, the pancreas, the liver, whatever that kicks out the insulin, but it's not really that. So therefore, the medications and the things that they push on you are the things that you really should be checking out, that cellular system.
Right.
Because that's where it all happens there. So when we say communication, Ms. Bellion, so you were not paying attention to your cells talking to you, and they kind of threw you from your program for the day, huh? Is that what
they
you're telling me?
They threw me from my program. They really did. Because I had planned something totally different, but then something said, you know what, I'm gonna let the cells talk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let them, you know, speak for me, because that's what I'm, you know, feeling, and all of that also, you know, goes back to authenticity. You know, what am I feeling at this time?
Right.
And I think it is healthy to be able to acknowledge and, you know, talk about it, because, you know, it helps me, you know. In fact, it helped me to really crystallize what cellular communication really is. And it's, you know, it's listening to and, you know, trying to follow as close as you can to whatever it's going to take to bring back that homeostasis, because they will not leave you alone. Their whole purpose is to bring you back to homeostasis, yes. And so, the pain gets louder. You don't pay attention, you didn't hear me? Okay, well, then I guess I got to go up a little louder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our cells are always trying to, you know, tell us, enlighten us, and keep us aware of what's going on in and around us. You
and
know?
You have to
and,
be able to listen.
You know, yes.
Oh.
You know how, like, I'm thinking of ammonia, you know, how it can just, the scent is, it can take your breath away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, our cells right away know that something toxic is going on. And
okay.
So we might run to the door to get some air or whatever, because
okay.
that feeling inside is like, I'm being, you know, something's going on that's not supposed to be happening, you know what I mean? And so those little things, those are our cells, you know, telling us, hey, danger ahead, something's going on, pay attention, wake up. So
sometimes it will. So actually, when you have to go into, what is the word? You know, I know it, but I cannot think of it. That flight mode. You know, when things are coming, you're
flight
approaching
flight,
something.
Yes.
That, yeah, and that's
yes.
really the cells talking to you.
That is also a part of your cellular communication system. That's right, fight or flight.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And you know, we take these, you know, things for granted. Just, you know what, something was telling me, yeah, something was. But, you know, in this society, we're not, you know, taught to pay attention
right.
to ourselves to the point where we, you know, are able to hear, you know, what's trying to be told to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we, you know, learn to quiet ourselves and, you know, like chanting, meditation and all that, helps to quiet the noise so that you can begin to start hearing what your cells are trying to communicate to you.
So when you say hearing, you want to hear the cells so you can heal. So I'm looking at the two
right.
hear to heal, because actually we all know that the body can heal itself. And that's the way we structured out to do. Like mine is talking because I'm active, but I've been finding every excuse in the world not to go put on them tennis shoes and take that walk, okay? So I do my stretches. But I will be up in the morning with my tennis shoes taking a walk with the birds, okay? Because those cells are saying, you know, you need to walk. You need to walk. I'm going to tickle your little toe right here to let you know you need to walk. Because, you know, that means I'm not getting no circulation over here in this little baby toe, and I'm just going to bother you to death. So it talked to me, and I woke up, and I heard it. So when you see me fly down the street or you say, oh, boy, there she go again. She done made 15 rounds. She made 15 circles around that one block. Okay, I won't get too far, just in case I have to call an Uber or something to get me back. But, you're absolutely correct, and I can imagine. And they affect you that way with anything. So you're going against the grain of what you didn't want to do, but the reason why you had to do it because you have to be of support to the children.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not the, you know, but no, then you're jeopardy. You know, it's not about you, it's about them. So we had to make that stretch. And I talk like that all the time. I haven't had the opportunity because I'm prepping before it comes on, and I really don't want to be yelling and screaming and throwing nothing at the TV, so I don't turn it on. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's no sense in me throwing a shoe at the TV because I already know what I'm going to hear. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, that's just my opinion and how I feel about it. So, couldn't get the pressure to put it in there. That's why I'm saying it's very important that we do get to the polls. We do vote. People that think that vote don't count, it really does count. And to move with the, you know, different. Oh, I don't like her because she's back, and you're gonna no. You want to put somebody up there in those seats that are hear you. You that's who you want to put in those seats. You want to put someone in those seats.
And not
seats
just
that,
looking out.
Yeah. Somebody that can hear you.
Right, not just looking out for themselves.
Yeah,
that will
exactly.
listen to you. We already know what the situation is. Somebody don't listen, don't care, that's okay. That's them. But you have an opportunity now to change that. So you keep in mind you want to put someone there that can hear you. Now, what they do after they hear you, you take that to the next step. But you want someone that will say, come on in, sit down, let me hear what you have to say. You know, like you tell people, even when you're working with a lot of groups of people, I get on them when it's things that, you know, that involve a lot of people. I said, even though you made up your mind what you're going to do, I said, you put a survey out there to your people to make them think you care, okay? You put a survey out there to make them think that their opinion counts, even though you've already made up your mind what you're going to do. You know, it's really about the people. So I understand. I'm so glad that you just came on and you were so authentic with it, Miss Elion, because, you know, you give us our nutritional, and this didn't come from Dr. Borden today. This came from Dr. Elion. I did not feel like doing that, and my sales took me a whole nother. But that's cellular communication. It panned
exactly.
it out perfectly.
Exactly. And guess what? And we right back again to diet and lifestyle. Guess what? Who you think might have the most healthy story? Blueberries or potato chips?
Blueberries.
Who you think might communicate better with your cells? You know what I mean? And so the cells are like, blueberries. She want to be healthy. Let me pump up the volume. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So we trying to communicate, and we use our diet to do it. That's one of the things, diet, lifestyle. But I just want to close with, again, like I said, our cells are always communicating with us. And if you're like me, at some point you have to stop and listen. You know in the background there's something going on, but you keep running around. When I say you, I mean me.
Right.
Running around instead of stopping and just, you know, let me hear what's really going on. Let me sit down and listen. And it will serve to heal and renew, you know, your body, and it will treat you as well as you treat it. And so with that, I would like to encourage us, like you've been saying, Linda, like the voting is the most important thing aside from our health.
Oh, yeah. Well, the voting is your health.
No, we
baby.
Need to do it.
Yep.
For real.
No, that's a good when you vote, you really, really putting some good stuff. We call it the good
We're
stuff. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, you're communicating because
want to be in charge.
And it's just like when you get up in the morning and when you look in that mirror and you say how beautiful you are, how gorgeous, and what a great day you're going to have, versus mad at someone, mad at a family member, whatever, it sets the day. It really sets the day.
Yeah.
how you start that day. So when you tell yourself, okay, I'm on the road, I want improvements, I got to do my civic duty, the body already knows and it's going to push you into that direction. But if you allow someone else's darkness to come and tell you, Bubba, no, you move on your cell communication. It's all about communication. Sometimes we can, I call them my cells, I call them my personalities. You know, I got 52 of them. So we really have to feed them girls some blueberries and oatmeal, okay, because they can get a little, a disunified, and unity within yourself is the only thing that's going to make it happen, but it starts with you first. And how are you going to keep yourself unified if you're unbalanced? Because it all starts in out. It's nothing out in. It's in out.
No,
how you said it, how you started, how you plan it. And so if our systems are talking to us and those cells are there, and everything is
and
about
they are
the
communicating.
Yes.
Yes.
So you say give them blueberries
instead
of beer,
Linda,
huh?
Yes. I was saying I hate to run, but on that note, I'm going to have to do that.
Okay. Well, Miss Melion, we appreciate you. We appreciate you coming on and telling the truth, and nothing but the truth. And I'm going to put, when I get up in the morning, I'll make sure to have blueberries and do not have a beer. My cells are talking to me, and so is my baby.
Until later. Until later.
Talk to you later. Have a great one. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Keep trying to tell me he talked to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Gave us some information about that cellular communication. And, you know, we're here to inspire, inform, and educate you. And our focus at this particular time is take your power to the polls. We want you to get out there and vote. If there's any information, anything that you need, any questions, any suggestions, any help, give us a call at 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. With your concerns, your shout-outs, your suggestions, we're here for you. We see we help you step into that greatness, but we only require one thing. We want you to take others with you, because those who say, I will do it, who are willing to take on a challenge, even if they're alone, are true winners. The determination, the commitment to take action is the force that leads to victory. Our mind, our attitude can change everything. You know, it's the people that make the world, the good, the bad, and the ugly ones. And we have to stay woke so we can observe and be aware of all kinds. You decide with your life what you want to do and what side you want to stand on. And we're going to take it on out with some no music. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Stay woke, please.
Oh, I smoking in their easy chairs, on a fat cigar without a care. But that's what makes the world go round, the up and down, the carousel, changing people there's all around, go underground, young man.
Friday with Aunt G. You know, she's been moving all week. She has a lot. And you know, we love you here. Stay strong. Stay sane. And most of all, stay woke. We love you. Have a great evening.
I think.